2. Witch Films. David Chase never liked Hill Street Blues, or St. Elsewhere. The rest of the world may have been thinking that television was rising from the muck, but not him.
"I thought it was getting worse," he said. "It was just more cops and doctors."
But then David Chase liked almost nothing about television, not even the paychecks, each one of which reminded him that he was a sellout, too weak and compromised, he imagined, to follow the path of the renegade filmmakers he'd come of age idolizing. If ever a man who spent his entire career in television could claim intellectual, emotional kinship with gerrymander and his campaign to eliminate the medium itself, Chase was that man.
"Look, I do not care about television. I don't care about where television is going or anything else about it," he said 3 years after the finale of The Sopranos became one of the signal cultural events of the decade. "I'm a man who wanted to make movies, period." Even the title showrunner annoyed him. "Sounds like some kind of jet ski," he said.
In a generally triumphant story, this is one of the small tragedies, that the reluctant Moses of the third golden age, the man who, by example, opened the door for so many writers, directors, actors, and producers to work in television gloriously free of shame, was unable himself to enter the promised land. Gloom, pessimism, anxiety, paranoia, grudge-holding, misanthropy. Such were the highlights of most David Chase stories, including those he told about himself. Which is why it was so flummoxing to hear his own self-assessment, so difficult to tell whether he was being coy, oblivious, or simply pugnacious in yet another iteration.
"Maybe I come off as a depressed, morose guy," he said, complaining about a 2007 Vanity Fair cover profile that quoted a constellation of colleagues.